问题，为什么原来以色列人是在礼拜五聚会
？Many people ask.
礼拜六聚会。
Why the Jewish people had the Saturday sermon?
但是为什么教会就把它改到了礼拜天
？Why the Christian church have the worship on Sundays?
其实跟今天的意义有很大的关系。
That is closely related to today's service.
因为今天的日子叫做七日的头一日。
Today was called and is called the first day of the seven-day week.
因为这一天主复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected today.
所以教会的人就在这一天庆祝，在这一天敬拜我们的主。
So the church members celebrate today as the Easter day.
那今天我们的经文是在路加福音第二十四章。
Today's scripture is on Luke 24th chapter.
我们念十三节一直到三十五节。
Let's read from verses 13 to 35.
我就念中文。好，你们给他们念一下吧，因为他们好像有些人没有带圣经。
Okay.
好，那我先念中文，完了以后一会儿再念英文。路加福音二十四章第十三节。
Luke 24:13.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，那村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见天使显现说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪，先知所说的一切话你们的信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话都对给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说，主果然复活，已经写给西梅看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
Now I'm reading the verses 13 to 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together and as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in words and deeds before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we have hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and they told us that they have seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and they found it just as the women had said, but him they didn't see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow the heart to believe all that the prophet have spoken. Did not Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him to strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It's true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then two told what had happened on the road and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
今天我讲到的题目就是从失望到希望。
Today my subject is from disappointment to hope.
其实人的一生呢就是活在希望和失望里。
In fact, all our lives lives from the disappointment to hope.
人做事情都要有一个希望去做。
Whatever we do, we have hope in front of us.
如果没有这个希望的话呢，其实很难继续做下去。
Without hope, it's difficult to continue.
但是人不是每一次的希望都能够实现。
But not all our hope are going to be realized.
农人是带着希望去种地。
The farmers plant their field with hope.
但是不是每一次的收获都很多。
Not every time the harvest is abundant.
学生是带着希望，那就是一个好成绩去读书。
Students keep the hope that they will have good grades.
但是不是每一次考试的成绩都是好的。
But not every time the result of the examination were good.
所以人的生活就是在希望和失望之中摆来摆去。
So our life is wiggling between the hope and the disappointment.
人总会产生失望。
We all experience disappointments in our lives.
如果你有了失望的时候，你的情绪会怎么样呢？
When you are disappointed, how do you feel?
你的情绪一定是非常的难过，悲伤啊。
You probably will feel sad and frustrated.
所以，那怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
你知道有的人呢，他的悲伤到一定程度是天天的伤心难过。
Some of them,Just feel sad every day and continuously.
那到今天的时候呢，就要去看医生了。
And then you have to go to see the psychiatrist to see the doctor.
啊，那个心理医生呢，就想了一个办法。
Psychiatry have certain way.
所以给这些天天失望、伤心、难过的人有希望。
Treat these disappointed, frustrated people with some hope.
所以呢，就天天去找，所以跟他的家人说：“你找一找，看看有什么希望，让他能够继续的高兴的等下去，他会快乐起来。”
So the psychiatrist asked the family, "What keep this person hopeful?"
所以，但是有一个问题啊，希望特别难找哎。
But it's difficult because it's difficult to find hopes. It's hard to find hopes.
你以为那个希望找到了，就真的能那么容易找到吗？
You think it's easy to find hopes? It's not that easy.
希望是一个应许。
Hope is a promise, a future's kind of unrealizable or realizable hope.
所以，但是这个应许是要真的实现的。
But the promises need to be realized.
那一定要看到那个事实真的存在。
When you only see the facts and the existence of the facts about the hope, then you start to have the hope.
如果你给一个人希望
If you give a person hope,
但是他最终发现这不是真的
But he finds out or she finds out it's not true, it's not going to happen.
所以他的失望会更大。
And his disappointment will be deepened and getting worse.
24章第一节第一句话
The first verse of 24th chapter.
他说七日的头一日
It says the first day of the 7 days week.
今天讲的这个故事刚才读的这个故事就是在七日的头一日发生的
This story you're going to tell happens in the first day of the week.
那一天发生了什么事
？What happened that day？
前几天发生的事大家都已经知道了。
We all know what happened the prior to this first day。
两天前，耶稣被钉在十字架上。
2 days ago, Jesus was crucified on the cross。
你要知道，耶稣出来的时候是带来了一种的旋风啊，有是一种的潮流。
You know, when Jesus came, he came with a lot of influence, a lot of good messages。
所以很多人冲出来要围着耶稣。
And many people surrounded him。
要听他讲道。
I want to listen to him。
尤其很多人相信了他。
And many people believed in him。
圣经里说，很多人相信什么
？What do they believe？
因为相信了他们一直希望的那位救主。
And they believe he is the Messiah coming to help them。
所以，如果他们希望、盼望了这么多年的，真的来的时候，他们是带着极大的喜悦。
So for many years they expected him to arrive, and finally he arrived. So they should be happy.
但是没想到，两天以前、三天以前、两三天以前，他被钉在十字架上死了。
But unexpectedly, he died on the cross. Was crucified.
你想想，这么多相信他的人，突然间知道他们所跟随的救主死了，那是多大的失望啊
！It's the biggest disappointment if they believe their savior died on the cross.
他到时候这个那几天呢，正好是逾越节。
It was passed over.
所以到七日的头一日，节日结束了。
And the feast of the Passover was ended.
所以这些人就准备散了，要回家。
And these people started to disperse and wanted to go home.
刚才我们读的从十三节一直到二十四节。
We read the scripture earlier that from the 13th verses to 24th.
这里边特别讲到这两个人就失望回家。
It particularly mentioned these two disciples who was disappointed and wanted to go home.
失望回家，其实他们在那天早上，我们从他的谈论里看到，他们已经听说耶稣复活的事。
But even they were disappointed, but they heard early in the morning that Jesus resurrected.
但是呢，我想他们不太相信。
But they didn't truly believe that.
死人怎么能复活呢？
The dead people, how can the dead people arise?
如果他们要是相信的话，他们就不会走了。
If they truly believe, they wouldn't go home.
就是因为他们不相信，所以他们就想着回家了。
Because they didn't believe, so they gave up and they wanted to go home.
他们的回家的时间应该是下午。
It's in the afternoon. They started to go home.
为什么要回家？
Why did they decide to return home?
节日过去了。
Fast of the Passover ended.
我们所跟随的救主，听他讲道的人已经不在了。
And our Savior is not here anymore.
他们希望他做王。
They wanted him to be the king of Israel.
一个星期以前，他们一直欢迎他进到城里边，就是准备让他做王。
A week ago, they welcomed him and celebrated his entering into Jerusalem, and they wanted him to be the king.
希望他成为他们百姓的拯救者。
They would like him to be the redeemer, the savior for the whole people.
但是他死了。
But he died.
他们失望了。
They were really disappointed.
他们可能不相信那个妇人的报告，说耶稣已经复活了。
They also didn't believe the the women's report that they saw the evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
你有没有那种失望？一边失望一边走回家的这个经历。
Did you experience that walking home with disappointment?
那个，请问在座的有没有像美国去看过一些球赛？
Have you gone to see some ball games, sports events?
哦，有哈。那个去球场看和在家看电视不太一样。
It's very different to watch the football game at on site instead of watching on TV.
哎，那个在家里看呢，那个感觉不强烈。
It's not so you don't feel that strongly watching on TV.
那个你去球场看可不一样的。
If you go to the arena and
尤其你还要支持一个队的时候。
And also you're supporting your team.
哎呀，你要穿上那个队的那个球衣，对不对
？You put on the shirt jersey of your team.
完了，那个球队开始进攻的时候，你还要怎么样
？And you shouting for them and cheer for them as your team.
哎呀，那个要拼命的喊呢。
Yes.
那个踢球的时候就要进球，要进球，要进球。
You have to score and help the team to succeed.
所以你去看球的时候，你带着一个希望，希望什么
？The hope you bring when you go to the ball game is what?
就是希望这个你支持的那个队能够赢。
Your team can win for you.
但是你如果去每次看的时候，是不是你支持的队都一定赢？
Not every time you support a team will win.
不可能啊。
It's impossible.
那你的队输了。
When your team lose.
完了，你走回家的时候你怎么样
？When you walk home, you feel what?
啊，非常高兴啊。
Not very happy.
哎呀，这个好像这个是队赢队输了还很高兴吗？不可能的。
It's impossible to feel happy.
哎呀，你想你走的路上回家的时候都是怎么走
？You walk, you know, with your head down.
低着头。
Yeah.
往前慢慢慢慢的走。
Feel depressed.
啊，那旁边有一个人拉来跟你说一说话。
Some people talk to you on the side.
你会说不要跟我讲话。
Don't talk to me.
啊，我很难过。
I'm in bad mood.
啊，所以都是这样的。
It's all like this.
哎，人们就是这样。
People just like this.
带着希望去。
Go with hope.
但是带着失望 回家。
Occasionally come home with this disappointment.
这两个人就是这样。
These two disciples was like that.
我想他们两个去到耶路撒冷的时候，就是准备听这位救主的讲道。
When they went to Jerusalem, they would like to listen to this Savior's preach.
看这个救主的风采。
To watch his glory.
想看完了以后，心里会高兴。
Will feel good after listening to him.
但是没想到，他可能还亲眼看到耶稣被钉十字架呢。
But unexpectedly, a big disappointment. They may even witness Jesus' crucifixion process.
那今天这个该回家了。
Today they have to go home.
所以他只能够怎么样？失望回家。
They can only feel disappointed and sad.
所以你想想他那个心情会是怎样
？Think about how they felt.
哈哈，那个旁边。你有没有失望走路回家的那个经历
？Have you experienced walking with this disappointment going home？
那个你对面走过来一个你非常熟悉的朋友，你会抬着头往前走的时候，还看见他吗
？When your good friend coming to you face to face, but you probably wouldn't see him。
哎呀，所以说有的时候就是说，那个眼睛好像是看着，但实际没看见。
You watch, but you didn't really look.
因为你的心情使得你根本没有心情去想周围发生的事。
Because your mind is just ignore everything surrounding you.
所以他们遇见了耶稣。
But when they met Jesus,
没有认出来。
They didn't recognize him.
所以我就想，为什么他们没有认出来
？Why couldn't they recognize him？
有可能他眼睛看着别处呢。
Maybe they watch somewhere else.
或者是低着头。
Or they bow their head and look at the ground.
还有一个可能，他的心不在那里。
Another possibility, their mind is not there, looking at Jesus.
不是眼睛没有认出耶稣来。
Not because they couldn't see him.
是心没有认出。
Their mind is not there.
因为他们的心认定了他们的救主已经死了。
Because they're in their heart, they think they.They are sure that Jesus was dead.
所以有人拉着他要跟他讲话。
So somebody tried to talk to him.
他一定会甩甩手，不要跟我乱讲。
He just ignored and said, "Don't talk to me."
你不没听说今天发生的这几天在那儿发生的事吗
？Didn't you know what happened in Jerusalem today?
啊，你不是刚才也从耶路撒冷一起出来的
？You didn't you go to Jerusalem? You come from Jerusalem?
啊，你难道不知道吗？
Didn't you know?
哎呀，他带着责备啊，带着失望，心情特别不好。
So very unhappy and moody.
他们相信他是一位先知。
They believe he is a prophet.
但是他们不相信他会复活。
But they didn't believe he will resurrect.
他们更不会相信在路上还会遇到复活的主。
They couldn't believe they were encountered and then met with Jesus on the road.
所以他就没有认出来。
So they couldn't recognize him.
你知道吗？耶稣还跟他们走了一路啊。
Jesus walked with them for a little while.
你说按道理有一个人跟你走了一路，你还应该回过头来，应该仔细看看这个人到底是谁吧
？Right. If somebody walked with you for a little distance, you should recognize who he or she is.
有可能他们真的是失望过度。
Maybe they were overly disappointed.
所以他们的头可能一直低着。
Maybe they just look at the ground all the time.
虽然跟他一边讲着话，但是从来没有抬头看看他是。
Even they talked to him, they didn't really look at him.
啊，所以他们就完全没有认出来。
They just totally couldn't recognize Jesus.
耶稣希望他们认识他。
Jesus wanted them to recognize him.
没有把他们的脸给他转过来。
He didn't turn their face toward him.
既然他们愿意讲话，就跟他们先从查经开始。
Because they wanted to talk, so Jesus just started from the scripture.
啊，所以要想认识耶稣，先从查经开始。
So if anybody try to know Jesus, you should start from the scriptures.
因为耶稣说，给我做见证的就是这经。
Jesus said that the Bible, the scripture, take witnesses about me.
为什么从查经开始
？Why we started from the Bible?
就是让他们相信，他就是那位圣经里面早预言的要复活的救主。
Because he wanted them to believe that he is the Savior, the Messiah, the scripture talked about.
他希望这两个人能够相信早上听来的那个消息是对的。
He would like these two people to know that the message they heard this morning was true.
那就是耶稣在今天早上复活了。
That is Jesus Christ resurrected this morning.
我们什么时候会遇见我们的主？
When are we going to meet and encounter Jesus?
其实我们每一天都会遇见主。
In fact, every day we are meeting with Jesus.
为什么有的时候我们就感觉到好像今天没遇着？
Why some days we feel that we don't encounter Jesus?
因为我们的心不在那里。
Because our mind was not there.
当我们的心不在那里的时候，就是耶稣与我们同行。
If our mind were not there, then even Jesus walk with us.
我们眼睛也看不见他。
We wouldn't see him.
我们的心也感受不到他。
We cannot feel about him.
所以这就是我们的问题。
That's our problem.
当我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the scriptures,
圣经告诉我们那位主复活了。
The scripture told us that Jesus resurrected truly.
所以神我们的救主就让我们能够遇见他。
Then our Lord will let us to meet him through that recognition.
如果我们把我们的心情我们的失望挪去，
If we remove our face, our heart and our disappointment，
也挪去了失望，使我们就能够睁开眼睛看周围，也能够看见与我们同行的这位救主。
Without disappointments in our heart, then we can our eyes will be more open to see our Savior.
耶稣跟他们查经讲道。
Jesus talked to them, preached to them.
完了以后呢，使得这两个人心里突然开始火热起来。
Make their hearts burning.
28节一直到35节。
The 25th verses to the 35th.
耶稣准备还要往前走。
Jesus intended to go further, farther.
走了一路了，这个有一两个小时的路程，那查经也查了不少了。
They walked together probably a couple of hours, and a lot of would talk about the Bible, the scripture.
所以他们的心开始火热起来。
Their hearts start to feel burning.
你知道一火热的时候，人就欲罢不能啊，就停不下来。
When their hearts are burning, they cannot stop.
就拉着他，不要让他走。
They urge him to stay with them.
那个意思就是说，还要再听，还要再听。
We will listen to you more.
我们你知道为什么我们每个礼拜都要查经吗
？Why we study Bible every week?
如果不查经的话，你的心呢就不火热了。
If you don't study Bible every week, then your heart is not.
你的心就变成冷的了。
Your heart turning cold.
你就永远活在你的那个失望。
You live in your disappointment mostly.
但是你一查经的时候，人心就开始火热。
When you study God's words, then your heart start to warm up.
就要说别走，别走，别走，我还要再听。
Don't go away. I would like to listen to you more.
他们坐下用饭。
They sit down and have a dinner.
突然间，他们认出他来。
Suddenly they recognize him.
什么时候认出来的
？What time they recognize him?
认出来的时候，正是耶稣掰饼祝谢祷告的时候。
It's at a moment that Jesus pray and break the bread, and thanks for the thanksgiving.
这个动作为什么这个动作使他们能够认出来
？Why this move make them recognize Jesus?
耶稣在世的时候有几次的掰饼
？Jesus broke bread a couple times.When he was with them earlier,
当有5000人与他一同坐在旷野听他讲道的时候
，In the wilderness, there are 5,000 people sitting listening to his message.
到吃饭的时间，耶稣拿起5个饼、2条鱼，祝谢了就掰开。
At the supper time, that Jesus broke the five loaves of bread and the 2 fish for the crowd.
所以一掰的时候，5000人还有加上他们的妇女和孩子都吃饱了。
The 5,000 people with the children and women all full of the food after the service of the bread breaking and the fish.
那个耶稣掰饼祝谢祷告的动作，很多人都看见了。
Many people watch how Jesus broke the bread.
所以那个动作是非常特别的。
That movement was very special.
当然，也有人说，最后的晚餐，耶稣也掰饼祝谢祷告。
In the Last Supper, Jesus also break the bread and pray.
但是我想那个呢，就不一定每个人都看得见。
Not everybody saw that except the disciples.
所以我想，耶稣在掰饼祝谢祷告的时候，这两个人突然间眼睛明亮。
At the time of Jesus breaking the bread, these two disciples suddenly have eyes open and recognize him.
我想不是他的眼睛原来有白内障，突然间后来又变好了。
Not because they had cataract and suddenly got removed cataract.
不是。
No.
是因为他原来的心是冷的，认不出耶稣来。
Because their heart were cold, they couldn't recognize Jesus.
但是他们的心当他火热的时候，又看耶稣掰饼的时候，他突然间明白，眼前的这一位就是耶稣。
When their hearts turn burning and when they saw Jesus broke the bread, they started to recognize him.
所以，但是认识完了以后，耶稣突然间消失了。
And they cannot see Jesus anymore when he vanished.
所以他们就彼此说话。
They talk to each other.
在路上的时候，他和我们说话。
On the road, he talked to us.
给我们讲解圣经
and explain the scripture for us.
我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Didn't our heart feel burning?
所以圣经的这个中文叫做火热，实际英文里叫做 burning heart， 就是那个我们的心在燃烧啊。
Our hearts were in flame when we have burning feeling.
所以当你的心开始火热的时候，你就会认出主来。
When your heart start to burn, then you start to recognize God.
你的心如果是冷的话，你不会认出主。
If your heart is cold, you will not recognize Lord.
就是主与你同行，坐在你旁边，你也可能以为不知道是什么人的一个陌生人。
Even Lord walk with you, talk to you, but you probably still feel that that's a stranger to me.
火能够温暖人的心。
Fire can warm our heart.
火能融化最硬的金属。
Fire can melt very hard metals.
火能把两种金属融合在一起。
Fire can fuse two different metals to make them fuse together.
听神的话也会让你的心燃起火来。
Listening to God's words will also make your heart burning.
今天我们不一定用肉眼能够看见耶稣基督。
Today we may not be able to see God with our naked eyes.
但是圣经的话能够使我们的心火热，让我们能够看见耶稣基督。
But the scriptures can make our heart burning and allowing us to see Jesus Christ.
这两个人就赶紧连夜回去告诉这大喜的信息。
These two disciples immediately returned to Jerusalem and tried to tell the disciples, other disciples, the great messages.
今天也是那个日子。
Today is also that day.
是纪念主复活的日子。
In remembrance of our Lord's resurrection.
今天我们为什么会有洗礼？
今天怎么样？
为什么会有洗礼？
Why we have baptism today?
因为今天是一个值得纪念的日子。
Because today is very memorable day.
每一年我们都把这个日子拿出来纪念我们的主。
Every year we pick this day in special memory of our Lord.
今天虽然我们受洗的四位弟兄姐妹是年轻人。
Even though today who received the baptism are youngsters today.
但是他们用他们年轻的生命遇见了主。
But today they encounter our Lord in their youth life.
遇见主可不在年纪大和年纪小。
Facing Lord and recognizing Lord has nothing to do with age.
我们还有一位姐妹。
We have a sister.
她也有希望有一个坚信里。
We have the affirmation today.
因为她小的时候，家人带她去教会受过洗。
Because he was baptized when he was very young.
但是他说那个时候好像我还不太明白。
At that time, I didn't quite understand.
很长的一段时间，好像并没有真正遇见那位救他的主。
I haven't encountered our Savior for a long extended period of time.
他今天也愿意在这个地方特别来公开的承认，他遇见了那位主。
Today, in this special occasion, she would like to openly recognize that she encountered Jesus Christ.
所以遇见我们的救主，他是一位复活的主。
So meeting, encountering Jesus as a Savior,
他是一个复活的。
He's a resurrected Lord.
有一位年轻的传道人在教会刚开始在教会开始服侍。
There's a young minister who started to serve the church.
他很多时候呢，很多没有什么经验。
He was not very experienced.
这个教会呢，也像我们一样，是个很小的教会。
The church was also have small congregation like us.
也没有上边一个老牧师指导他。
There's no senior minister to help him, guide him.
他呢，很多事情呢，不知道该怎么做。
He didn't know what to do, various things.
这一天呢，教会里有一位老的会友去世了。
One member of the old member of the congregation passed away these days.
他就想既然主持丧礼呢，就要有一些分享信息。
He will need to give the devotional to the commemoration of this this old brother in the funeral.
Yeah.但是给这些人呢有信息呢，就想想，哎，到底怎么讲这一个 funeral 的一个丧礼的信息呢
？What kind of message I should give in the funeral devotional？
因为他说我从来没讲过
，I never spoke on the funeral。
哎，那就想，看看四个福音书里耶稣在世的时候有没有讲过丧礼。
He looked up the scripture and tried to find out whether Jesus in the Bible talked any message on the funeral situation.
所以他就翻了所有的四个福音书。
He studied the the Matthew, the Luke, the Mark and John, but couldn't find any special funeral message.
他非常的失望。
He was a little bit disappointed.
耶稣参加所有的丧礼。
Jesus went to many funerals.
在他的面前，死都不存在了。
He never mentioned about the death.
因为他说过一句话。
Because he said once,
复活在我。生命也在我。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me will not die.
复活的耶稣是每一个人的希望。
And resurrected Jesus is the hope for everybody.
复活的耶稣是教会的希望。
Resurrected Jesus is the hope for the churches.
因他是教会的主。
Because he's the Lord of the churches.
人们在教会之中就能找到希望。
People will find hope in the church.
复活的耶稣也是世人的希望。
Resurrected Jesus is the hope for the whole world.
他差派他的门徒走出教会。
He will send his disciples everywhere coming out from the church.
向世人宣告他是复活的主。
Proclaim to the people in the world that he is the resurrected Lord.
所以所有的人都需要这位复活的主。
So everybody needs this resurrected Lord, Jesus Christ.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we come in front of you.
今天是纪念你复活的日子。
Today we are in memory of your resurrection.
主啊，你复活带给人希望。
Your resurrection bring hopes to everybody.
人活在失望之中。
People live in hopes.
失望。人活在失望之中。
People live in disappointments after disappointments.
但是当他们遇见主的时候，就有了希望。
But after their encounter with Jesus, they start to have hope in mind.
主啊，因你是复活的主，带给人们希望。
Lord, because you are the resurrected Savior, so you bring hopes to everybody.
我们不只要遇见你，更要传讲你是复活的主。
Not only we're going to meet you, encounter you, we're going to spread the news. You are the resurrected Savior.
求你也祝福今天受洗归向你的弟兄姐妹。
Please bless all the brothers and sisters today going to receive baptism, for you.
让他们一生都遇见你。
Let them meet you all their lives.
让他们一生都有你的同在，伴随着他们走人生的道路。
Let you be accompany them and be with them all of their lives.
求你祝福他们，带领他们。
Please bless them and guide them.
祷告奉耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.